And now with our whole community gathered, this circle of kinship will enter into our own ritual of remembrance. I'm going to begin by lighting one candle, a candle for all those ancestors who we cannot name, who came before, and whose immortal love is part of the fabric of our lives and our community. I began thinking about all of those beautiful people who were lost about 10 years ago as I was reflecting upon this year in the life of the community. We have had another year of difficult losses. 3 longtime members of this community passed away since we last gathered here. All longtime Unitarian Universalists, long enough to have started as either Unitarians or Universalists, all highly engaged in the life of this congregation, and all who left their mark here on the broader Boulder community. I begin with honoring the life of Mary Leonard, who passed away on April 21st of this year. Mary grew up in the Universalist Church and met her husband Dave at a liberal religious youth event in college. She and Dave were part of many Unitarian and Unitarian Universalist congregations in their long marriage, and her life was shaped by these values. Their son Peter and his partner Janet have recently moved to Boulder to join Dave and their daughter Julie and her family. Kindness was Mary's way, and she walked gently and without fanfare on the earth, and still she left a big imprint on many, many lives. From her work with the Native American communities in South Dakota, to organizing women's groups at the Fellowship for many years, and to countless individual acts of love, like the clippings and the bakings and all the things that would arrive, at least in my mailbox here at the Fellowship, and I know to many, many other people. Mary was loved by many, and Mary loved many. Bev Seeds passed away on August 6th of this year. Bev was a founding member of this congregation and a member of the UU Church of Boulder before that, and a Unitarian for all of her adult life. Her sons Mark and Steve are members of this congregation, and her daughter Lori was raised UU. Bev was a courageous woman who loved her family deeply, who loved teaching and loved learning her whole life. She received her bachelor's degree at Norfolk State University, which was a historically black university, and she did this in the 1970s. And following her divorce, she and her daughter Lori moved to Boulder, where Bev got a master's degree and subsequently taught remedial reading to children in Longmont for almost 20 years, and then volunteered after that. And Mark and Steve soon joined Bev and Lori in Boulder. Bev was meticulously detailed and was an awesome kitchen czar in the kitchen here at the Fellowship. That kind of detail you want to have in your kitchen. She was deeply engaged in her children and her grandchildren's life, and she loved them deeply. And she was active in many groups, from book groups to covenant groups to breakfast clubs within the Fellowship and within Boulder. Bev was loved by many, and she loved many in turn. And Harry Albert passed away on October 21st. Harry was a scientist and a mystic, a lover of nature and astronomy, and a most generous, gentle soul. He was a longtime dedicated Unitarian Universalist and also active in the Boulder Buddhist community. He received a degree in chemistry in 1959, served as a U.S. Navy midshipman and an officer, and received his Ph.D. in physical chemistry in 1969 here at the University of Colorado in Boulder. And except for a short stint in New York, Yorktown, New York, he lived in a house on Hillsdale Avenue for all of those years. And that is the house where he died also with his four sons around him. His four sons were Jeff and Brian, Max and Dana, and he also had three wives, Judy, Sandy, and Joyce. Harry loved companionship and had many housemates over the years as well. Harry was amazed by nature to his last days, and he could often be heard sharing some little tidbit about a tree frog or something like that, or offering our children a science lesson. Harry was loved by many, and Harry loved many. These are heavy losses in our community. Let us be gentle with ourselves and with each other, knowing that the grief and the loss we feel is but a manifestation of the love that was also there. At this point, I didn't light my candles for my people. I'll light them now. A candle for Mary. A candle for Bev. And a candle for Harry.